Menor Tragedy. Welcome to the second part of our 8-part series on last year's tragedy at Mina in Holy Mecca during the Hajj pilgrimage that led to the martyrdom of some 2,000 pilgrims to the symbolic house of God, the Holy Kaaba, including 464 Iranians because of the criminal negligence of Luant order by the Wahhabi regime of Saudi Arabia, which this year has violated the tenets of Islam by barring pilgrimage from Iran for performing the religious obligation of Hajj. Stay with us. Most tragedies during the annual Hajj pilgrimage have taken place in Mina, some 5 kilometers east of Mecca. These incidents were due to either arson and sometimes due to overcrowding, in which thousands of Hajj pilgrims never returned to their homelands. As we said yesterday in the first part, the Hajj is a glorious gathering of monotheism attended by millions from all over the world at the Holy Kaaba in obedience to God's commandment formalized in antiquity by Prophet Abraham and revived as a universal institution by Prophet Muhammad, blessings and greetings of God upon him and his progeny. The Hajj, in view of these facts, needs a planned and precise program. But the Saudi regime, which is in occupation of the holy cities of Mecca and Medina for the past 90 years, has failed to guarantee security for guests to the house of God at all. In the past years, several incidents have taken place for pilgrims to the house of God, but recounting all of them is not possible. We mention just the most important of them. On December 10th, 1975, a big fire broke out due to explosion of gas cylinder in Mina, resulting in the death and injury of over 200 pilgrims. The survivors recount the heart-rending scenes of death and injury as flames engulfed from all sides and there were no adequate arrangement to douse the fire. There was no trace of Saudi relief workers and the pilgrims were forced to help each other. This bitter incident failed to thaw the frozen conscience of the Saudi regime, which is indifferent to the sufferings of Muslims and in fact is the cause of sedition amongst Muslims throughout the world. In 1995, about 100 pilgrims were killed and injured, and 2 years later, a worse tragedy struck when a huge blaze in the tents set up in Mina, resulting in the death of 343 pilgrims and injury to over 1,500 others. As it was said, overcrowding is one of the factors for such incidents and the death of pilgrims in Mina. Sadly, instead of any improvement with the passage of time, such tragic events have increased. During the 1990 Hajj pilgrimage, a tunnel leading to Mina was blocked with thousands of pilgrims trapped in vehicles inside, and the failure of ventilation system resulted in a lack of oxygen and the death of 1,426 pilgrims in addition to the hundreds of others who barely survived. In 1998, as a result of crowd pressure in Mina, 111 Hajj pilgrims were killed and 180 others were injured. At the Ramya Jamarat, or stoning the symbolic devils, deaths occur every year because of Saudi mismanagement. In 1994, 270 pilgrims, in 2001, 35 pilgrims, in 2004, 255 pilgrims, and in 2006, 360 pilgrims were killed, and in each of the incidents, hundreds of other pilgrims were wounded. In 2006, as a result of collapse of a hotel in Mecca, 76 people lost their lives. Most of the tragic events have been created by Saudi security forces. In 1979, after Hajj rituals, a group of opponents of the Saudi regime took the control of the Masjid al-Haram and clashed with the security forces, in which 153 pilgrims lost their life. In 1987, an unprecedented crime took place in Mecca when Saudi forces attacked a peaceful rally of Iranian pilgrims, declaring their disavowal of disbelievers, especially the US and the illegal Zionist entity, Israel. As a result, 402 pilgrims were martyred and 650 others injured. The incompetence of Ali Saud in managing the Hajj pilgrimage is very obvious, and it is time world Muslims mobilized efforts for setting up an international committee to administer the holy cities of Mecca and Medina.